Jaya Sati Jana Balaba Giri Varadhani
Siddhanta Saraswati Anatakuri Vaishnam Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Bhante Kau Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pavanitananda Shri Advaita Girada Shudasar Gaur Vakhtaninda Shri Radha Krishna Gaur Govinath Shama Kundavada Gani Govidam Ki Shri Vindavan Dham Ki Maya Pranavidam Ki Jagannapuri Dham Ki Nuramaji Dham Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Gangamai Ki Amarmai Ki Sambhika Bhaktavinda Glory some devotees, glory some devotees, glory Sri Guru and Duranga, Pamanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om
Namo
Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Number was it, Tom?
Six.
I thought that somehow she switched me. But nobody else seems to know about the switch. That's it. Okay.
Tam yastavarsham sukumara padu.
Karolu
bhavam chakapolagatam.
Karolu bhavam chakapolagatam.
Chadavyataksham nasa tuyakarna. Subhravananam kambu sujata kantam. Vyasta Bhavasham Sukumara Padu Karolu Bhavyam Sukapola Gatam Sarag Avyataksham Nasatu Yatanam Vyananam Kambu Sujata Kantam Kam Yasa Vashyam Sukumara Pada Karoru Bhagvam Saka Pola Gatyam Karyaya Tatsyam Nasakya Karna This son of Vyasadeva was only 16 years old, Dvi-Ashta. His legs, hands, thighs, arms, shoulders, forehead, and the other parts of his body were all delicately formed. His eyes were beautifully wide, and his nose and ears were highly raised. He had a very attractive face, and his neck was well formed and beautiful like a conch shell. Kambu Sujata. Nicely built, tom-tom neck. Kambu is like a console. Okay, a respectable personality is described beginning with the legs. And the honored system is observed here with Shukadeva Goswami. He was only 16 years of age. A person is honored for his achievements and not for advanced age. A person can be older by experience and not by age. Sri Sukadeva Goswami, who is described herein as the son of Vyasadeva, was by his knowledge more experienced than all the sages present there, although he was only 16 years old. Nigoda jatrum pitutunga bhakchasam avartana bing balibal buddharamcha digambaram bhakta vakirna keshtam Lamba Bahum Swamarotamabam Swamarotamabam. His collarbone was fleshy, his chest broad and thick, his navel deep, and his abdomen beautifully striped. His arms were long, and curly hair was strewn over his beautiful face. He was naked, and the hue of his body reflected that of Lord Krishna. Purport. His bodily features indicate him to be different from common men. All the signs described in connection with the bodily features of Sukadeva Goswami are uncommon symptoms, typical of great personalities. According to physiognomical calculations. His bodily hue resembled that of Lord Krishna, who is the supreme among gods, demigods, and all living beings. 28. Shamam sadapi vyavayom galaksmya. Srinam anogyam chirasmitena. Pratyukitaste munaya swasannibhya. Talakshana jyapi guravachasam. He was blackish, shamam, and very beautiful due to his youth. Because of the glamour of his body and his attractive smiles, he was pleasing to women. Though he tried to cover his natural glories, the great sages present there were all expert in the art of physiognomy, so they honored him by rising from their seats. Asanebhya. Svasanebhya. Okay. Om Gandham Anandasya Ginam Jana Shlaka Chakramalikam Gena Tasmai Shri Yirvay Maha Shri Chaitanya Manorbistam Tapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gita Majyam Yudati Prapadam Tikam Vandiyam Shri Guru Yutapata Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Sa Shri Rupam Sarajatam Sahagana Vajanaptam Tam Tam Shati Vam Sarpaitam Sarabhutam Bharitana Sayyukam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Vagam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vakam Shcha Panchakalpadruvyascha Kipasindubhyevicha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavajyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Giradhara Sivasindho Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tam Vyashtabharasyam Sukumarapara Karolubhavgaṁ Sirapolagattam Karvātyatākṣaṁ nasatu yakarna Subhāvanāṁ bhākāmbu sujātakantam Nigurajatum pritutunga bhakṣaṁ Avartanādīṁ balivāvudāraṁ Sādhigāmbaraṁ bhaktra Pakina Kesham Pradam Babahum Svamarotamabam Shamam Sadapibya Sayonga Lakshmiastina Manogyam Uchira Smithina Pratyutitaste Munayas Vasanibya Dalakshana Japi Guru Vajasam. So here are the descriptions of Sukadev, the powerful son of Vyasadev, and Parikara Bhavad Vyasa Kirtane, Sri Vishnu Shravane, Parikara Bhavad Vyasa Kirtane. We have the topmost examples for hearing and chanting, where every day reading these, about these two great personalities. So of all persons that are hearing and chanting, they are given as the example. Sri Vishnu Shravane Parikit Abhavat Parikshit by hearing. And Sukadev Vyaski Kirtane by speaking. And then there's other examples given. Hanuman and Pitumaraj, Pitu. Finally, Bali Rabu Krishnaptir. That Bali Maharaj, he surrendered everything. He gave Atma. Nivedane, Atma Nivedanam, he gave all. Of course, we can't say that Parikshit Maharaj didn't give all also, but still the examples are given for our transcendental pleasure. So here, there's Sukadev, first thing, he's only 16, the Ashta, 2/8. He's not only 8 years old, but he's 2/8, the Ashta. And Sukumaran, he's very delicate. His Hands, thighs, arms, shoulders, forehead, and other parts of his body were all delicately formed. Eyes were beautifully wide. We have similar descriptions of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda also, that their eyes are their arms are very long, as described here. There's that one word specifically means Niagroda Parimandala. Niagroda Parimandala. It doesn't specifically say here that he's Niagroda Parimandala, but that means that your arms are as like your body length. If you spread out your arms, they're very wide. Oh, Sukadeva Goswami, again, it says his forehead, other parts of his body were all delicately formed, very delicate. Although he's kind of dirty, these weird people, who are ordinary people who are following him, can be described, or is described here soon. They were thinking he was naked, and he's kind of dirty, but these, obviously the sages here were expert, Prabhupada says, in physiognomy. What is a great personality? What does he look like? And just like we were hearing Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya when they're born, little baby Nimaya, can well imagine how so delicate and their features are so attractive. So Sukadeva had some of these qualities, not full, obviously. He's a jiva soul, sort of is an incarnation. He's a parrot in the spiritual world, but he's not Mahaprabhu, he's not Krishna, but he's reflecting, it says he's reflecting. He tried to cover his glories. The great sages present there were all expert in the art of physiognomy. Many times we see that the devotees, they try to cover, like when Madhavendra Puri was, he had gone to Puri and he got that sweet rice. He couldn't be covered because the Pujari had a dream that Madhavendra Puri is there in the marketplace. You go find him, and so he was calling out, "Where's Madhavendra Puri? Madhavendra Puri?" So he gave him the sweet rice with the deed he had saved for him, and Madhavendra Puri was trying to. He thought, wait a minute, this Pujari is dreaming, I'm getting this sweet rice, all I did was think about the sweet rice, and now everybody's going to be hearing about this thing. So he got out of that place right away, and he went to Puri, I believe. Already he was famous, and they said all this. Like when Ishvara Puri came to Navadvip, he didn't look any particular way, he just... But people could understand, oh, this is Ishvara Puri, he's a great personality. So even a devotee like Sanatana Goswami, he came to Varanasi. He looked like ordinary Muslim, what to speak of. He didn't even look like a Hindu guy, you know, he looked like a Muslim. But he somehow or other went. Hare Krishna. So. Mahaprabhu said, go out there, Sanatana Goswami's there. He looked around, he didn't see. So sometimes he had covered, sometimes uncovered. Even Mahaprabhu himself is called Chana Kalo. Chana means covered. Here, let's see the word, he tried to cover. Guda Vachasam. Guha means hidden. So Mahaprabhu is called Chanakalao Yadabhavas Triyugota Saptam. In this age of Kali, he can hide anytime he wants. He can appear as Mahaprabhu in the Prakash. So he can grant boons at any time. He can appear as Vishnu to Advaita, or he can appear as the six-on form. He can appear before Sarvabhauma, and he can appear like that. Even like that Brahmin we're hearing about, Gopal Krishna, exhibiting the whole Goloka Dham. So, or he can retract his glories at any time. So this is how, even Krishna, when he's there, ordinary people live, who is this Krishna? Duryodhana is such a rascal, he's trying to arrest Krishna. This is ordinary. Avajananti mam uha, manasim paramatma. So Sukadeva is not trying to broadcast his glories. We see many avadutas mentioned in the shastras, like this Rishabdev or Jadbarad, the king, Rahugana, he did not know. He just saw some kind of strong guy and he's jumping around, and the palanquin is moving around, and he's chastising the palanquin guys. What are you doing? My palanquin, I'm the big king here. Why is my palanquin being? Well, it's not our fault, you know. There's this new guy, we got him. He's a strong guy, but he's jumping all over the place, you know. You don't know what's going on. Because he was seeing ants, he didn't want to step on them. So he was hidden. So after a while, finally somehow or other, after he chastised Jadbarad that, oh, I see you're not very strong. Or, you know, he's talking about his material body. So Jadbarad said, that's true. I'm not strong. I'm not big or small. And I'm not the king. But maybe next time I'll be king and you will be the palanquin driver. Because none of us are our bodies. He gave great transcendental knowledge. Then described Rahugana Tattapasanayati Nechi. He told him so many instructions. You can't realize Binam Hatpadra Jobi Shekam without taking the dust, just as all these personalities who are watching this, ready for this conversation, they're getting the mercy of Sukadeva, even Narada and Vyasadeva, like that. But this Rahugana, he was praying so many prayers that I offering respects to all sadhus that travel throughout the universe. They may be disguised as young boys, old men, or avadut. We don't know who they are. We cannot say. But here, Sukadeva is obvious also, that all these experts in physiognomy, what is his facial features, what is his forehead. It's like Krishna has so many moons, and it's very exact how many his cheeks and his chin and his eyes and nose, and of course he has his fingernails are dancing like this, and he has all the transcendental qualities. So Sukadeva, he has all these great natural glories. So they rose up in respect, all these great sages. So in the next verse, or in the previous verses, Ruchiram, it's also described very attractive. Sujata Kantam, his neck is described also that he has these around his waist and neck. There's some subtle forms are described about Krishna, that there's three lines, three, but around the waist, they're not sharp lines, like cut, like somebody took a razor blade, but the very subtle folds of skin in the waist area, and also on the neck. So it's very beautiful also. His collarbone was very fleshy, not a bony. Remember, we had this big discussion of Sukadeva Goswami painting. There was one German artist, I don't want to say he was German, but he was German. But he always liked to paint very muscular figures. So he was doing this painting of Sukadeva with Parikshama. And so this is in the art department back in 82 in Italy. So all the other artists and the leaders were very upset with his depiction of Sukadeva. And everybody look very muscular, the way he painted, you know. And he was very, very muscular himself. He used to work.
Like showing muscle?
Yeah. So we all knew this is not the way to show Krishna. He's very soft. He may be very powerful, but at the same time, he's soft. like a rose. Vajrapi Katorani, just like the Acharyas, the great devotees. Vajrapi Katorani, they can speak like a thunderbolt, or they can crack, you know, chastise and be very powerful, like we hear sometimes, very rarely, probably. He was always very heavy, but sometimes he'll exhibit it if necessary. And very soft, like a child. If you adopt me, he's telling, you know, he's telling Malati and Shyamasundara, you can adopt me like a child. I'll be your child. Other times he's telling the devotees, you can say I'm your father. So Prabhupada's taking so many parts like that. Anyway, he was doing these paintings always with big, and he used to work out three hours a day, like, you know, he had big muscles, that devotee man. He was a good painter, he did very good. We were discussing this just recently, but it was interesting because, so anyway, he had Shukadev depicted, so the sannyasis and the other artists are upset, so a meeting was called, but he's such a sensitive person that we couldn't have a normal meeting with everybody. Only the GBC and Ram Abhiram was there. Because Ram Abhiram was a very gentle kind of fellow, but, you know, he also was a good artist. So they had the meeting, and that devotee, that artist, muscle artist, we were listening from outside, and suddenly we're hearing, are you okay, Ajata? Are you okay? So the windows were high, we couldn't see in the window. He had fainted. He was so sensitive, being criticized. He was so attached that Krishna should look like this powerful. And there was actually it's interesting, there was another German artist who was very expert, and he had painted the ceiling paintings in LA, and also made, not quite like this, but he also made very strong looking, and Prabhupada said, oh, they look like meatheads from meteors. And he got very upset with Prabhupada. So people are so attached, they can't understand. You can see that people who are not tuned in, if you're not chanting properly, studying the shastras and doing things to some standard, you wouldn't be able to see. But all these sages, they could understand. They seem these delicate features, but someone who is, I mean, I don't want to say German artist, but so happens that the German artist. I mean, Jadarani also was criticized in the beginning for painting too strong. They could understand, yes, Prabhupada knows, because we're not familiar with the Shastra, having full realization how this body can be powerful, but Jadarani, Kushamani, and very soft like a rose at the same time. When Mahaprabhu was taking bath in the and at Godavari, he had come there to meet with Ramananda Roy. He being instructed by Sarvabhauma. Just imagine, he's Shikshar to make a Purusha Purana. Mahaprabhu is the original person and the original teacher, Shikshar to make Eka, the only original Purusha Purana. But still, he is taking instruction from Sarvabhauma. Sarvabhauma said, you must meet with... So these pastimes are so sweet. We can relish again and again. Ruchiram navam navam. It's very sweet. It's described here. Ruchiram, just like Sukadeva. And again, navam navam. Manasol. Mahotsavam, manasol. Mahotsavam. It's a festival, again and again, just like Prangaman every day. He says, today is Tuesday festival. He's singing like that. Most people are thinking, oh, is it really festival day? But he's seeing that it's a festival time. So when we read Bhagavatam, it's described in the 12th canto that Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam is very pleasing and sweet, as described here. So Shukadeva Goswami, he's speaking it. What to speak? He's speaking this whole Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam. Veda Sharam. It is the essence of Veda, the cream Sharam. Srimad Bhagavatam Ishite Tad Amritasya. One who gets a taste of this nectar, Nanyata Kapate Kuchi. He doesn't go for anything after that. Nothing will please his mind. Navajano Jati Patanchana Vajan. One who one time gets a taste of what Sukadeva is speaking. Of course he's going to look sweet. He's going to have all the finest, topmost bodily features. And we can see what's emanating. Shukamukha Dhammatra Dhavasam Pipatsa Bhagavatam. All, everyone, Rasamalayam, all sages, all devas, they're instructed, implored, enticed. You drink this nectar that's coming from the Shukamukha Amrita, this nectar that's coming from Shukadeva Goswami. And by drinking it, it's described also how samsara dukkha jalado patitasya kama krodha dinakamakara. This samsara dukkha is finished. Samsara sapa dashtambo. At the end, Sutta Goswami is giving one, many, many verses, but the one I remember at the end, he's saying that how Parikshit Maharaj was bitten by the serpent of time, of samsara. It's not just that he's bitten, or will be, we haven't read it yet, but he's bitten by this serpent. But this serpent is time. It is swallowing everybody. Marjo Mitu Biala, described in the 10th, first chapter. The snake is chasing everyone. No one can get any rest. But because of the appearance of Krishna. So how can we understand the appearance of Krishna, appearance of only through we're getting from Sukadeva Goswami? Nigamakalpatarogalikam balam shukam mukudrimitrivisham pibhatra bhagavatam. Nigamakalpataror. Kalpataror means this whole Veda. Sarvedanta Sharamhi. There's the extracted nectar is given by Sukadeva Goswami. Desire tree. What is this desire tree? Is based on service. Naisham Paravaravadu. Sam Sevaya Suratoro. Parad Maharaj is speaking in the seventh canto. In his prayers. Sam Sevaya Suratoro. He's also saying it's like a desire tree, but according to one's service, service, then he can enjoy the nectar of the Srimad Bhagavatam. From Seva Surato Rivade Prasada, Seva Anurupam Udeo Napara Varatam. It doesn't depend on apara, one is lower or higher. No. That desire tree of Bhagavatam, or you can say all the Shastras, they're not picking anyone out in particular, but according to your surrender, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Shika Sharanagati Bhakatir Pram. This surrendering, just as Parikshit Maharaj has surrendered everything, his sovereignty, all his armor and jewels, his throne, his crown, gave that up. Like Bharat Maharaj gave up everything, just like it was Malabar, just like stool. So as long as one is attached, like Kunti Devi is saying in her prayers also. Namo kinchana vittaya navitya guna vittaya maramaya shantaya kaivaya papye namo. Only the great brahmanas, whose only wealth, they have no desire for wealth, but their only wealth is a niskinchan, to have nothing. Have nothing. Kasma bhajanti kavayo dana dulma dandam. Sukadeva Goswami is telling also that who will go begging to those who are blinded by wealth? That is not the business of the sadhus. Of course, they're begging, but not for their own benefit. They're begging on them. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur is begging everybody that Radha Krishna bol bol. He's begging them to chant Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna bol bol. Bhika Chai, Matra Bhika Chai. This is my only alms that I'm asking. That Jeev Krishna Das, Avishvas, you realize that you're the servant of Krishna. Then all your miseries will go away. Like Nittai, Nityananda is saying, give me the gift of your liberation. So, Sukadeva Goswami is not going there to get anything at all. He went off. Anopetam apeti krityam. He was not undergoing any Brahman thread, nothing of the sort. He just got out of there immediately. And Mahaparoshiko Bhavan, in the second canto, he's speaking that, telling Parikramaraj, because you are Mahaparoshi. He's able to know. So Parikramaraj is an able candidate for hearing the Bhagavatam. So not only Pariksit Maharaj and all these munis, they can see. Maybe not every one of them was super topmost expert on the same level, but they're great gyanis at minimum. Because sometimes we see Sukadeva is holding back. He's not even speaking the name of Radharani directly. He's giving more, little bit general, although he's giving all this nectar, but he's not giving. Because for himself, he might become too much in ecstasy himself. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was not doing puja because he was too much in ecstasy doing puja. Crying and his cloth becoming wet, it's not right when you're doing puja to have tears soaking your cloth. So sometimes they're hiding their advancement. I mean, how can we imagine that Prabhupada, how advanced he probably, he could come, like, even in the Bowery, he's saying, and he's standing with some early disciples, and they're in the middle of the Bowery. I know, I grew up in the Bowery, anyone raise your hand if you grew up. I didn't grow up in the Bowery exactly, but I was there many times when I was small, and I used to see bums. Now they've cleaned up or something. Many bums are there, and you just don't even move. You have to step over them. And right outside Prabhupada's loft, he had in the Bowery, and you have to step over the bum. Sometimes they're vomiting, they could be dead. I mean, this is going on all over the world, but New York, that was the worst place, you know, the Bowery. But Prabhupada went there, but he's saying, he's seeing it just like Goloka Vrindavan. Vishwam Purnashukayate. So such a person, he was able to nirapekshan. He's seeing completely equally. And somehow not distinguishing. So similarly, Bhagavatam is not distinguishing, but when we relish Bhagavatam, the more it becomes newer and newer. Navam, navam. Shokanavam. It dries up this ocean of misery, this ocean of tears. Ashru. It's an ocean of tears. So Kapiladeva is instructing. Now, if we hear about Kapiladeva, again, we have to go back to Sukadeva. He's giving us all this. What will we know about Kapiladeva? What will we know about Prithu Maharaj offering his prayers, Dhruva Maharaj offering his prayers? All those persons who are offering prayers, the Garbhastuti of the Devas. Even the Devas themselves, they don't get to see Vishnu. Even Brahma, they have to go to the ocean, they hear it. They hear from Vishnu. Brahma only hears it, they don't hear it. So it's hidden, it's accessible and hidden simultaneously. It's very contradictory, transcendentally contradictory. There's no outside to it, no antar, no inside, no beginning, no end. Turiya stito, it's in the outer domain above. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is always above. And here we're getting a nice description of that person who is speaking, Nigamakalpa. Yaswano bhavamakila shruti sharam ekam. He was fully assimilated already, and he's only 16. Ekswano bhavam akila shruti. He understood and realized, not just heard it one time maybe, but here he's going to speak it for the first time. Ekswano bhavam akila shruti saranekam atyatmadi tam atiti tirshitam. Not only speaking, but his speaking, atiti tirshitam tamondam, his speaking. By his speaking, thousands of years we're relishing it. Many millions and millions of souls are relishing it. Atititir Shaitan, those who want to, Samsarinam, who want to cross over this material world. Prickett Maharaj is crossing over here. Vamsarayan Krunayaha, full of mercy, Subhadip Goswami. Purana Guyam, he's speaking this Purana Guyam, Guta, covered, or Purana Guyam also means this very confidential Shastra. Confidential means the same time it's being given out in airports and all over the world, in the streets. But still, it doesn't change it. It's still confidential. Therefore, we offer respects to the son of Vyasadeva, Sarva Hridayam Muni Manatosmi. He can enter the hearts of anybody. He's the Guru, Guru Muninam, of all other Munis, is shown here. These are the verses in the beginning of the second chapter of Bhagavatam, describing Sukadeva Goswami. Okay, so we can take any comments, questions.
So, the Bhagavatam says that children and women were attracted to the features of Sukadeva Goswami, and they were surrounding him. So they were mostly attracted to the bodily cancer, more or less. But as soon as he sat and started to speak Bhagavatam, they scattered.
They probably didn't know the Sanskrit.
As soon as he sat and decided to speak Bhagavatam, they scattered, they disappeared, you know.
It's kind of funny because Prabhupada used to say, in Mayapur, we had all these little Bengali kids from the Gurukula, and of course, many more came after Prabhupada's time, but even during Prabhupada's time, there were many kids there. There were kids, and they didn't know English, most of them. And Prabhupada said, so you may say these little boys here, they don't speak English, we're speaking Bhagavatam. And no, but the effect is there. So they could have got the effect even if they stuck around. If they had listened to Prabhupada.
that was interesting. It was such a contrast, you know. I mean, they were like behind, they were just following him.
I wonder if they heard it online later on. They said, we missed a big deal there. No, yeah, they were attracted, but they were making fun also.
Yeah, they were trying to tease him.
They were, like with Rishabhdev and Judd Bharat, they used to do bad things. The Avanti Brahmana. Anything else?
I didn't mention the story about Prabhupada, where they took the picture.
Atmatattva story about Prabhupada, and the man was measuring all, he took a piece of string and he measured.
He was measuring Prabhupada's features?
Yeah.
Who was that guy?
South Indian Brahmin, I didn't know.
He told it on his memory tape that he was.
Yeah.
One time, just like Prabhupada singing, there was, remember old Sridhar, the household of Sridhar, he and someone else, and they went to this big bhajan festival in South India. And of course, Prabhupada wasn't there or anything. So they decided they would set up a speaker, just as during Prabhupada's time, actually. Or maybe a little after, I don't remember. And so they were playing Prabhupada bhajans. Anyway, there's a bhajan festival. So one expert man, they walked by a hearing and said, and went, that is real bhajan. They heard it just hearing Prabhupada. So it's like almost like a contest or a festival. I don't know if it was a contest, but it was. So they walk. I always remember they told me, that is real bhajan, just hearing Prabhupada. So same with Sukadeva, his voice, all his features. Yeah.
Yeah. If you can contrast Sukadeva with Vyasadeva, his father, He was an exalted personality also, but it seems like his bodily features were not that attractive. I mean, because, you know, like with Amban and Ambika and stuff, and they were repelled by seeing him, you know, so it seems like not all exalted personalities are attractive, you know. I mean,
that one girl, at least, she was turned off, but so then her son was born blind, right? That was Dhritarashtra, because she turned her face away. and one of them would turn white or something. Anyway, yeah, so Vyasadeva was... but it's funny because Sukadeva, it says that when he went by these girls who were bathing naked, they didn't even care because he was completely transcendental. But here it says he was covering himself somehow, but maybe he started to cover. I don't know how that works. If anyone can explain. But when they saw Vyasadeva, they... Sri Pumbida, this verse, Apyanagnam, although he was naked. And in the whole, that verse, it says, the whole conversation takes place in that one little verse. Well, not a little verse, but, oh, how come, Vyasadeva even asked them, how come you guys were, you know, covering up now? My son went by, you didn't do anything. He said, because he's completely transcendental, but you, look at you, you're